Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Yet some of us are now widowed, some of us are divorced, and some of us have remained single our entire lives, and there can be a certain stigma attached to being single. But if we're honest with ourselves, many of us know that the single life can be both fulfilling and a whole lot of fun, and that's where today's guest comes in. Dr. Bella DiPaolo, who received her PhD from Harvard University, no less, has always been single and has decided that she always will be. In fact, The Atlantic calls her, and I'm quoting here, America's foremost thinker and writer on the single experience. Her TEDx talk, What No One Ever Told You About People Who Are Single, has been viewed more than 1.7 million times, and we are thrilled to have her join us today to share all about her book entitled Single at Heart, The Power, Freedom, and Heart-Filling Joy of Single Life. And I'm a widow myself, so I am so excited to hear what she has to say. So let's get going, and welcome Dr. DiPaolo.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, let me tell you, you deserve that and a whole lot more, because I want to begin by congratulating you. The book you wrote, it was not only thorough, but it's such an uplifting resource for those of us living the single life. It's already garnered a lot of acclaim from both critics and readers alike, so you have to be gratified knowing that your words have resonated so deeply with so many of us.
Oh, I am. You know, this is a real passion for me. So it means the world when other people appreciate it.
Well, speaking of appreciated, I am already confessed to being a big fan. So let's begin by you giving us, say, an overview of the book, what people will expect when they get their own copy of it, and then what led you to actually write it.
Okay. So Single at Heart is about people who love their single lives and want to stay single. They are happy and flourishing because they're single, not in spite of it. And in Single at Heart, I talk about what it is that people who are single at heart love about their single lives, their freedom. They actually love having time to themselves, and they also love being with other people. And rather than thinking of single life as a more restricted life, as a lesser life, the single at heart see single life as a more expansive life. And, of course, I think of myself as single at heart. So we think of love in a big, open-hearted way that isn't just limited to romantic love. We think of intimacy as maybe including sexual intimacy, but not just that, also emotional intimacy. We think of family as not just the people we ordinarily think of as family, but as people that we care about and want to treat as family. And very importantly, single at heart smashes the stereotype that if you stay single, you're going to get sadder and lonelier and more isolated as you grow older. Research shows it's just the opposite.
Well, boy, you bring in a lot of studies, and one study I wanted to mention, because it's especially interesting to boomers, is because they followed more than 17,000 people for 10 years and found that single people who are not necessarily looking for a romantic partner were especially likely to grow increasingly happy.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? I love that study. So it's the people who are, the single people who are not looking for a partner, who are especially likely to be getting happier and happier with their single lives as they grow older, which is exactly the opposite of the stereotypes we've come to hear so often.
Well, and you also mentioned just a minute ago about how expansive relationships can be. Again, you're not confining yourself necessarily to immediate family or whatever, but, you know, you're bringing in friends. It's far more inclusive, and I really like that, too. I've kind of discovered that in my own life.
Yeah, that's really valuable. If you feel like you have the freedom to pay as much attention to whatever people you want, whenever you want, be there to care for them without having some spouse at home who thinks more of that time belongs to them. And it's really like an open-hearted approach to the world. And it's one of the reasons for another surprising to many people finding, which is that often people who have been single the longest are the ones who do especially well in later life. And one of the reasons for that is that they weren't spending years of their lives focusing on a romantic partner and putting everybody else on the back burner. When you do that, it can be fine when your romantic relationship lasts and if it's in good quality. But once it ends, you have demoted everybody else. So now you either have to go back begging or start from scratch trying to find new friends. And people who are single and who have invested in their friends and paid attention to them all along, not just their friends, but other family members, colleagues, confidants, mentors, etc., when they're growing old, they have those people.
Yeah, and that is so, so important, especially as we age. But one more thing, and I want to get back to that in a minute, but one more thing I wanted to mention that you do cover quite a bit is the fact that single people tend to grow more confident in ourselves, in themselves,
yeah.
Because they're more in touch with their feelings and their values.
Right. So especially for people who are single at heart, who have embraced their single lives, invested in them, you almost have to have some confidence to do that in a society in which you're not the people getting celebrated and respected and getting all the benefits and perks and so forth. So to realize that single life is your best life, your most authentic life, does result in more confidence, or it starts with more confidence and then that just continues.
Well, and I'm going to speak about myself here. Not
yes,
always
please.
In the most glowing of terms, I'll add, but, you know, as a younger person who got married in the mid-70s, that term learned helplessness, you know, I deferred
right.
so much of things to my husband, and he's not around
yeah.
anymore to do them for me. So
yeah.
gradually, I know I'm getting more confident, you know, and if I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I'll make some mistakes, but there's nobody around to, let's say, admonish me about those mistakes.
Yes.
So that's exactly. another perk.
It is. You know, when couples are together, it could feel like a great advantage that each person doesn't have to do everything. You split the tasks, however unfairly. But single people are figuring out how to get them done on their own. Either they learn all those different skills or they figure out how to hire someone or find someone to help. And so in later life, they already know all that stuff. Whereas in contrast, somebody who has been married and is suddenly widowed or divorced either doesn't know how to do the things their spouse used to do or they're out of practice. And having that whole extra burden of learning all these new things at a time when you're probably already grieving is really difficult.
It is, but once you cross on the other side, I gotta say,
yes,
it's a whole other lifetime.
You've got it. That's exactly what I'm trying to convey.
Well, and Dr. DePaola, one thing that I do want to make sure that we mention, because this comes up all the time in studies about aging, is that
mm-hmm.
isolation and loneliness can be detrimental to both our mental but our physical health as we grow older. So What about that, living single? Do we feel more isolated? Do we feel more lonely?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, being alone is not the same as being lonely. So people who are single at heart, and this came as a surprise to me, I thought they would in general like their solitude because I like my solitude, but every one of them loves having time to themselves. It doesn't make them scared. It doesn't make them worry about being lonely. And because they are comfortable in solitude, and at the same time, because they have had the freedom to stay in touch with as many people as they want and to nurture many relationships, having the ones instead of the one, they are less likely to be lonely and isolated in later life.
Wow. And I do have to say, again, I'm talking about myself a lot. Sorry about that. But
no, I love it.
I've kind of calmed down in my later years, but I'm kind of a raging extrovert, so I need people. But my women friends have grown. I mean, I am just so close to them, and that is such a gift at this age. And women, anyway, I think, you know, female friendship is one of the true joys we can have at later life, and especially, you know, if we are on our own, but then when we want to be by ourselves, we've got that time and that opportunity.
Yes, the best of both worlds.
Well, now older women, you know, we who, like me, who find ourselves on our own, society, you know, tends to hold, I would say, fewer negative feelings towards us than maybe someone like yourself who's been single your entire life, because you probably encountered your share of judgment, which may have led you on this amazing path that you're on. So tell us a little bit about that and how it drove your work.
Yeah, so this started for me way back when I was a university professor, and I would find that my coupled colleagues, during the work week, you know, we'd go out to lunch together, but on the weekend, it's like the couples socialized with other couples, and I was left out. And when it came time to assign times to teach, the person in charge of that asked me to come in at night because she said it would be too hard for my married colleagues. And they didn't even have kids yet. So there was one thing after another like that. And what I started wondering was, is this just me? Am I just having these experiences? Or is it really something about how single people are viewed and treated in society? So I started asking people. The first time I was at a social event, and I went up to someone who I knew was single. I didn't know her very well. And I told her about some of my experiences, and I said, have you ever been treated as lesser than, you know, as less mature or less preferential just because you're single? And she started telling me stories. Then somebody else heard us and joined our conversation. Then somebody else, then somebody else. And this went on the whole evening. And the next day, I woke up, opened my email, and I had emails from some of those people saying, oh, and here's another thing. So I got this immediate sense that this was really resonating, and it was something that I wanted to write about, not just for fellow academics, but to get it out there in the real world. And, you know, at that point, I hadn't even known what the scholarly studies were saying about single people. I only knew what the popular press was saying that the studies were saying. And when I went in and looked at what they really were saying, wow, that was really amazing too. Because those things that you hear, oh, married people are happier, healthier, no. The way they get those conclusions are from what I call cheater techniques. But anyway, so I just went into this both as a person who lived single my entire life and as a scholar and research methodologist who's published more than 150 scholarly publications. So I went at it and said, you know, let's see what's really going on, and what a revelation.
Wow. I mean, that is just incredible. And as I said, you know, you have studied this, I think it's more than 30 years now, actually.
Yeah.
Do you see, I mean, were there any differences, you know, between single men and single women as far as social
uh-huh.
stigma was concerned? And also, if there was, do you see any of these social views changing at this point?
When people talk to me about men and women being single, they immediately go to the idea that single women have it worse. And they'll say, you know, bachelor sounds a whole lot better than spinster, even if we're trying to reclaim spinster. And a single man is more welcome at a social event or a dinner party than a single woman, all that. And all that is true. But single men also get bashed a lot too these days. You know, they're put down as, you know, mama's boys, or they're in the basement watching video games or whatever. And, you know, maybe some are, but it's really unfair to characterize men generally, single men generally like that. And if they are single at heart, these men are living an especially psychologically sophisticated and mature life.
Wow. Well, Dr. DiPaolo, this has been so interesting, and obviously so is your book. But I want our listeners to also know that you have a very active website, and I know there's a lot of scholarly work that you do, but it's also very accessible for regular people like me to read and enjoy. So please tell our listeners where they can find out more about you, your work, and, of course, get their own copy of this incredible resource, Single at Heart.
Right. So Single at Heart, you should be able to find at Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore, just about anywhere books are sold, or try your local library. My website is belladipaolo.com, BELLADEPAULO.com. And if you have trouble remembering that, just type Single at Heart, and I think you'll find my website.
I think I will, too. Well, this has been such a delight to get to speak with you. And before we go, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Live your single life fully, joyfully, and unapologetically.
I think those are very, very, that is a high note. Great words to live
right.
by. And I've got to say, I am doing that right now myself. So, Dr. DiPaolo, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and also on how we can make the most of our lives, regardless of our relationship status.
Right. Thank you for having me.
Well, and for you listeners out there, I do urge you, if you are living the single life yourself or know someone who is, check out Dr. DiPaolo's website. Again, it's belladipaolo.com. You're going to find a wealth of information, lots of inspiration, and a celebration of, and I'm quoting again from the book title, Single at Heart, the power, freedom, and heart-filling joy of the single life. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.